This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. On June 1st, President Donald Trump announced U.S. pullout of the Paris Climate Accord. The very next day, on June 2nd, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor pledged to pursue the Paris goals on a local level, and he then signed the Climate Mayors Network pledge. In this installment of WEMU's The Green Room, Barbara Lucas asks, can local level efforts get us to where we need to go fast enough?
It's a great place to be, and it's a great day to come out to Ann Arbor, and I'm so delighted that you are here.
That's Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor at the annual Mayor's Green Fair. Ann Arbor has set a goal to reduce community-wide greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2050. To achieve this huge reduction, the city created a climate action plan with over 80 action steps. But in the 5 years since developing the plan, only a few of the action steps have been completed. Some would like to step on the gas, so to speak. City Council member Jason Frenzel is hopeful about Mayor Taylor's pledge to pursue the Paris Agreement on a local level.
I hope that we can accomplish enough fast enough because it's a huge problem that we can't predict, right?
Frenzel is the council liaison on the city's Energy Commission.
Commissioner Palick.
Here.
Council member Frenzel.
Here. Wonderful. We do have a quorum. Approval of the agenda.
At their July 11th meeting, they discussed joining Mayor Taylor's pledge to go 100% renewable by 2035. Commissioner Charles Hookham was wary.
Because I worked on Climate Action Plan, and it was a great plan, but it didn't have any meat to it.
He says Ann Arbor's Climate Action Plan created a lot of great stretch goals.
But we didn't have a methodology to get there. I'm an engineer. I like to see the finish line and figure out a way to get there. I don't like to just throw goals over the fence and say, hey, guess what? We're 100% renewable by 2035, and we just set the goal.
Mark Cleavy is vice chair of the Energy Commission. We chatted before the meeting about progress on the Climate Action Plan, which calls for going 20% solar. He says he looked into what it would take to achieve the short and long-term goals of that pledge.
When we ran the numbers, we found out it was 24 megawatts in 10 years.
How much is that?
The array out on M14 and US 23 that Detroit Edison put up is roughly 1 megawatt.
1 megawatt is about 4,000 plus panels.
So we need 2.5 of those a year, every year for the next 10 years, and then another 3 to 4 of those a year, every year for the next 30. That's how much we're talking about.
He says progress towards that huge amount thus far has been minimal.
And how can this be? This is Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor.
City resident Mary Garten is similarly confused.
So my husband and I are really frustrated that we are trying to get solar panels for the roof. And when we did the calculation, we realized that Ann Arbor is going to assess a tax on our solar panels that is incredibly steep and takes away all of the benefit of having solar panels at all. It's a completely nonsensical tax, and it seems like Ann Arbor, of all places, shouldn't be discouraging people and making it prohibitively expensive to put solar panels on the roof.
Checking on this, I'm told state law requires the city to tax solar. City Administrator Howard Lazarus says we need a state program to allow us to exempt residential solar as a real property improvement.
Do you know when that might happen?
I don't know. I've spoken to our representatives and to Senator Warren, and I think we'll continue to work with them to see when they can get it before the legislature. I don't have a time certain right now.
Jason Frenzel says current state politics are thwarting other goals set by Ann Arbor's Climate Action Plan as well.
For the last handful of years, it's been excessively frustrating as an environmentalist to watch, and in some ways just as a humanist to watch what's happening at the state level.
For instance, single-use grocery bags waste fossil fuels, so to encourage alternatives, in 2016 the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners passed a countywide fee on them. But within months, the Michigan legislature had passed a law preventing localities from limiting single-use bags.
Level, like, we're not allowed to charge a fee for using plastic bags. Where that comes from, home rule is the most important thing for a certain set of conservative values, but to not let progressive cities make those home rules, that seems distinctly hypocritical.
According to its climate action plan, buildings make up 77% of Ann Arbor's greenhouse gas emissions. Many point to lax state building codes. Dave Conkle is board chair of the Great Lakes Renewable Energy Association. He says Ann Arbor tried to make its building code more energy efficient.
There's a state law that was passed, I don't know, a while ago, that says that local building codes cannot be any different than state building codes. So despite the fact that Michigan claims to be a local rule kind of state, there are a number of laws out there that don't allow the local governments to locally rule.
Mary Garten and her daughter Catherine aren't familiar with the Ann Arbor Climate Action Plan, but they feel sure the citizens, in theory, would support it.
And we have the potential to. I mean, we have a liberal enough base that if we just had a plan of action, I think that we could carry it out. But
I think we would support it strongly.
Yeah.
But apparently the vagaries of state politics present challenges. So the Gartens advocate a national scale approach, a federally legislated fee on carbon. They feel it will give the needed push to local initiatives.
One of the things that pricing carbon would do is send a clear market signal to shift us from using fossil fuel energy to using renewable energy.
Whether the money collected from fossil fuel companies is called a price on carbon, a fee, or a tax, the Gartens favor having it be given back to the citizenry in monthly equal shares. They feel the resulting padding of household budgets will allow efficiency upgrades and renewables to finally become realistic options.
Right now, it's still really expensive to try to get the renewable energy that we want, and that's not how we want it to be. We want everyone to be able to access renewable energy for all of their needs, because that's the way our future has to be.
Although he questions its political chances, Dave Conkle says a federal price on carbon would level the playing field. He says if local pledges caused energy to get expensive here while it remained cheap elsewhere, businesses could flee.
We run into those issues, so if it could just be a national goal where you don't feel like, you know, you just lost your competitive edge with Illinois or Wisconsin or whatever, it would be better. There's no doubt about it.
Mayor Taylor endorsed a federal carbon fee and dividend program 2 years ago. Twice now, the Energy Commission has passed a resolution urging the City Council to add Ann Arbor to the growing list. Now over 50 cities endorse national carbon fee and dividend. Here's Mark Cleavy, Vice Chair.
These things are there, yeah. Carbon tax would make all this stuff rationalized. It's not that we don't have the solutions. It's just that it's cheaper to continue doing the problems than it is to do the solutions.
The idea is, with a national price on carbon, the solutions will be cheaper, without relying on regulation and with dividends going back to citizens. Cleavy doesn't have hope for its political viability on the federal level currently, but in theory,
a carbon tax would be the least painful way to do this. The least.
Not everyone on the Energy Commission is supportive of this national-level climate solution. Here's Energy Commissioner Charles Hookham.
Who manages the money? Where does the money get audited from? All those, I know this is aspirational, but I still have lots of those kinds of questions and would continue to have them probably.
I think it would have to be all done on a national level.
Which scares me to death.
But the conversation has started. The City Council will consider endorsing a national carbon fee and dividend plan at their August or September meeting.
Sounds good. Anything else?
In the green room, I'm Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
I'm going to call this meeting adjourned at 17 minutes to 9.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. It is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission. You'll hear The Green Room on the last Friday of each month, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.